CJLO 1690 AM. You didn't hear any silence at all. That was right back to here. In case you did, you should get yourself checked out. You could be having a stroke. That would be bad. Try to keep your health healthy. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, apologies, everyone, if you think you heard silence there. I was giving a tour because I like to try and be a good host here. But I will have members of, now, I'm gonna look for confirmation on this. Chuzo, right? Okay, like a long, okay. I have confirmation now. Now, I know I've been saying the band right the whole time. Chuzo is here in the studio. They're going to be chatting with me after the 5 o'clock top of the hour stuff. Maybe 5, maybe 5:15. We'll see. We'll plan it out. We'll see what we got going on. Until then, let's go over what you just heard. You just heard from the Magnetic Eye compilation of Jethro Tull. Was that actually from the full Aqualung record? Yes, exactly. From the Aqualung Redux. They put one of those out every year. It's kind of the same bands covering classic rock things, and it's good all the time. That was The Well covering Cross-Eyed Mary. Before that, you heard commercials and all that good stuff. But before that, some from Italy, a band called Hell Go off their album Etiquette, Plastic Ego. I played that on the December Bands Holiday Special. Bands Don't Release Things in December Holiday Special. And I really liked it. It's very good. If you like your Touche Amores, you'll probably like that record. Truck Violence before that, doing the closest thing I've heard to Bluegrass Core. That's pretty close to what they're doing. I really slept on that record. I apologize to Truck Violence for that. From right here in Montreal. That was a track called I Bore You, Now Bear For Me. Sure, whatever. Burning Sanctum before that with Hanged Man. Interestingly, if you would like to be a lead singer for Burning Sanctum, why don't you go on and look on their social media and you can apply for it. They are looking for a new lead singer right now. And that was my excuse to bring that up. Sheep Destroyer Crew before that with Redemption from an EP they released at the end of November. I want to say the 27th. I think that's right. And World Eaters with Flash of Green, a re-recording of some of the things they put out from 2020 to 2022 on a new record that they put out on the first of this year, 2025. Sounds good? Sounds great. I'm glad we're all caught up now. Now the question is, where do I go from here? I guess I'm going to try and transition properly into what we've got going on coming up here. So I don't want to go too heavy, but I also don't want to go too light. Let's go nice in between. I'll play you a track by a Connecticut band called Sullust. They have a new self-titled record that came out at the end of 2024. I'm going to play Windows 95-95, because why not? It's my show. I can do whatever I want. And then we'll be chatting with Chuzo after 5 o'clock. So stay tuned, won't you? I know you will, because your radio can't be turned off. / computer. You can't change it. I've hacked in. Don't even try. You can't. So stay tuned. CJLO, 1690 AM. Solace for you, Grade A Explosives. Coming up, hour two. Enjoy.